Thank you for the message that is about to come through to Ms. Michelle. I ask that you would speak through her and that you would open our ears and hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.
This isn't going to be very long. This is one of those nights where I feel like everything has just tried to keep us from being here, from getting here, from the word coming forth. But here we are. So praise God. So I think this time of year, for me, I know it's just always a difficult time of year, from Abigail to now my father, to just all of the pressures and whatnot that, you know, just come from every angle, the TV, the radio, the even people around you who are also feeling the same pressures and whatnot. And this year we're doing something kind of interesting. We are giving the gift of quality time. So that is our gift. Our big one to each other this time. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully we'll be more appreciative of things. And really, we're trying to get rid of things anyway. So we certainly don't need to gain more. But anyway, so the other day, I was asked what I thought about dreams. And if they had any meaning. And they were specifically referring to nightmares. And it was a whole interesting conversation that, you know, especially looking back on it, I mean, the whole thing was just God. Because this person doesn't usually listen. And they were listening. And just, the topic came out of nowhere. And it was just God. And so, you know, I talked to them about, you know, that I did believe that God, you know, has given me dreams, that many dreams, though, are perhaps, you know, bad spaghetti. I think, like Dr. Tellers has talked about before, you know, from dinner the night before. And that sometimes, you know, I've also had other manifestations of things that were due to my exposing myself to an open door, that crack in the door. And I've probably given this example before, but back when I was pregnant with Megan, I used to love to watch the show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. When I was growing up, my dad watched vampire movies, and we would watch vampire movies and Dracula and everything else. And I don't know why, I just really liked that show, but I watched the entire series. And there was a time where I would go to bed at night, and I wasn't asleep, it wasn't a dream, but when I would close my eyes, I would see people, just regular people, or maybe walking or whatever, and then when they would turn around, it would be the face of a demon. And I was tormented with that for at least months. And so that was an example of how I was exposing myself to, you know, something, and keeping that, you know, foothold in the door to where, you know, just giving Satan a way in through a TV show. So everybody knows that popular kids song, you know, be careful little eyes what you see, and it goes on to say ears what you hear, tongue what you say, hands what you do, feet where you go, heart whom you trust, and mind what you think. For the Father up above is looking down in love, so be careful, little mind, what you think. Right? So, Luke 11, I'm just going to read a few verses, but 33 through 36 says, "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, with thine eye, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. So, are we careful what we're seeing, hearing, doing? You know, I think over the years we've talked about that a lot, and you know, what we let in to ourselves, what we let into our households, is our whole body full of light, or are we compromising ourselves in places? And we've had teachings lately about secret sin. You know, perhaps it's something that's been around so long that we don't recognize it's there. Or perhaps more so, we're just comfortable with uncomfortableness, with that being uncomfortable. You know, God gives us nudges, and sometimes we just kind of go on through the nudges, and then it gets more comfortable even though we're uncomfortable. Or perhaps we don't realize it's there. But this is the time that God is showing us, and when He does, we need to do something about it, because He's good. And Megan just brought up all of who He is and what He has for us. So, interestingly, the same day that somebody, that this person had asked me about dreams, I had had a dream that morning, and I totally forgot about the dream until after I was talking to Megan about the conversation that I had with this person, and then it just kind of went into, oh, I had this dream. And so that's how I know it was God, because it was just all in the same time frame. So in this dream, Meg and I and our pets, we were in our house. It wasn't the same house that we live in now, but I knew it was our house, and it was clean, not cluttered. But the front door was open a few inches. Maybe more than a few. And it looked as though I had built this elaborately framed system to ensure that nothing bad could get into the house, since the door, I knew the door to not be secure. So I'm talking, it wasn't just like a frame. It was like a frame braced by a frame with braces and a solid piece of wood in the hole, and then just a whole bunch. I mean, it was just elaborate. but I knew that it still wasn't completely secure, because it wasn't the door. You know, doors have function and they have a purpose, and they are created to shut securely and lock in a certain way, and there's just not much that you can do to circumvent that with the door cracked open, okay? So then I noticed that a large spotted cat got through, and I'm not sure if it was a jaguar or a leopard, but it was beautiful. This cat was beautiful, like mesmerizing. Yeah. It was, for a minute, I was just looking at its beauty.
What color was it?
I'm pretty sure it was a jaguar, so I'm going to talk about a jaguar. It's kind of a goldish, like, color with spots. And then I remembered while I was in the dream that it kills to eat. And it had just run into the part of my house where I knew Megan was. And so I went after it, but it disappeared. So, and I can't remember then now if this was part of my dream or, you know, my thinking, what I would do, but I tore down the contraption. I shut and locked the door because I did not want that thing coming back in. But, you know, there were a couple of things that really bothered me about the dream. And, you know, one, I had obviously really tried to keep evil out, but I was still allowing the door to stay open. So it's like I knew it was there and I knew that it was a risk, but I was trying to do everything I could do to mitigate that risk without shutting the door. You know, and I really thought that everything that I was doing was going to be good enough to protect us, you know, even though I knew that we were compromised. And here's another thing, the house was clean and it was actually, it was quite empty. So there didn't appear to be idols or dirt anywhere. Yet there was still compromise that allowed something that was beautiful to behold, but deadly into my household. So I looked up jaguars and I found a few interesting facts. So jaguar is a Native American word that means he who kills with one leap or blow. They use their strong jaws and teeth to crush their prey's head, killing them instead of going for the neck like most cats do. They are great and stealthy hunters, and they're not afraid of water. And now, all those are interesting facts, but you know that's really not something I want in my house or near my daughter, no matter how beautiful they are. So, you know, we really have to recognize, you know, that these little compromises or compromises that we think are little, that we allow to stay in our lives through, you know, whatever. And some of ours, you know, have been TV shows, movies, relationships, you know, Deacon Kelly brought up addictions. And so on. They really aren't little matters, and they can bring death to us and our loved ones. Let's go to Ephesians 5.
I'm only laughing because your daughter did Ephesians 4, and I know you two don't share. So.
One.
Yeah.
We don't. Don't share. So I'm just gonna read verses 1-17. Ephesians 5. So be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the world. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding that the will of the Lord, what the will of the Lord is. So, you know, again, as Megan brought up, God loves us. He loves us so much. And he's, you know, his thoughts towards us are good, not evil. And he isn't just trying to keep us from these things in our lives, these hidden sins in our lives. He's not trying to keep us from doing fun things or having things or from having relationships or from any of the things that, you know, these things represent in our lives. What he wants to do is remove them so that he can give us the things that he has for us and that, I mean, that he wants us to have to be able to partake of his banqueting table. So that's what I had for tonight. And I'll just pray. So Lord, we thank you for everything that you are doing for us. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to reveal all secret sins to us, Father God, that they are made an open show and that they are taken care of. And Father God, because we just want everything that you have for us, and we just really don't need the things that we are clinging on to. So Lord, I just ask that, one, that you just really show us, open our eyes, Father God, even to the things that we don't want to see. Show us what these things are. And Lord, we don't want jaguars in our households, and we certainly you know, don't want any injury or peril to come to our children or our families. So we just thank you for opening our eyes and for shutting the door. And Lord, we don't want to try to build contraptions around places that we know we're allowing compromise in. We just want them out. We want them rooted out, and we ask you, Father God, to do that. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.